This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by Bet Online. With no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think that there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, Bet Online, still has hundreds of events and games and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing the Vegas to you. If you're missing the NFL, no problem. Bet Online has daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can wager on. And if you're into entertainment betting, you could still bet on Survivor, American Idol, stock prices, or even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, all open 24 hours a day and all online. And then for the NFL football fans, follow the upcoming draft on Thursday. Stay tuned through the end of this episode for Ross Tucker's expert draft analysis presented by Bet Online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, Bet Online, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code podcast1 for your sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code podcast1 for your sign up bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 21st, 2020 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, we're back here for another week of the news to talk about it here with the News AF team, here with a man who's coming off of a cameo scavenger hunt and a new hit Instagram live series, Nature with Tyson. Here he is, Tyson Apostle.
What's up, dude?
Tyson, oh, those things you find in nature, like that last thing, it looked like
the chuckwalla.
Is that real? Is that a real thing in Arizona? Or is that like you're taking pets and putting them out on rocks and taking pictures?
No, that was a giant lizard in the wild that I saw.
Man, that was big.
Yeah. Tyson, your Instagram, Nature with Tyson, it's a big hit at my house because my children, they love the Kratt Brothers, and you're the closest thing there is to the real life version of the Kratt Brothers. You're out there in nature exploring. Yep. You started another Instagram series called Things I Wish I Invented. And then my son had so many questions for me. Dad, why did Tyson start a show called Things I Wish I Invented? Why did Tyson say that he wished he invented Uber? It's like, well, then he would have a lot of money because I would make a lot of money. Yeah, but why did he say that? I don't know. I don't know.
Did you say because it was funny?
He doesn't get that it's a joke.
That is a good series, though, right?
Yeah.
Because I said next time on Things I Wish I Invented, Amazon.
Yeah. So he's very, very literal. But the Nature with Tyson is a big hit.
Let's do a quick segment right here. Hello. Today on Things I Wish I Invented with Tyson Apostle, we have two guests, Rob Sesternino. Rob, what do you wish you had invented?
Latex.
Very cool. Lots of applications, probably lots of money. And Danny, what do you wish you had invented?
Sunglasses.
I don't know if there's really any licensing applications for that. I think both of your answers are incorrect.
Look, you put me on the spot. All right. I was trying
to. I was coming to you.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, what kind of item do I always need around me?
No, that's not the idea. The idea is which one has made the most money of all time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about saving people from pain and suffering. I'm not some greedy corporate.
Are you guys kidding me? No.
No, I'm thinking about the welfare of people's eyes around the world, Tyson.
On the show, Things I Wish I Had Invented, all I do is list the richest companies in the world and be like, gosh darn, I wish I'd invented that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, don't you wish you'd invented Apple computers?
Seems like a lot of work.
No, you just had to invent it.
Of course, we haven't even introduced the inventor of sunglasses, Danny Bryson.
Danny Bryson.
So incredible. Cool if I invented sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, it makes people cool. It protects their eyes. It allows older people to shield half their face from people and make them look younger. I mean, it has so many applications, and your name would forever be attached to that great invention.
Really? Because I don't even know who the inventor of sunglasses
is. I know.
Rob, yes. Why did you say latex?
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. First thing that popped into my head.
It's okay. Well,
that one was a weird one. Look, sunglasses is cool. Latex, probably a great moneymaker. So Rob's just being practical.
Especially in the time of Corona. Yeah.
Yeah.
PepsiCo is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, there's a lot, and most of them should all be dealing with money in my, like, today on What I Wish I Invented, Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Easy. Boom. No. Now, then people will blame you for in a lot of conspiracy theories about stuff if you invent Microsoft. That's not ideal.
Okay. Today on Things I Wish I Invented, Facebook.
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces.
Yeah. See, I like Rob's invention. That's a real invention.
You don't want all these lawsuits and stuff like that. You don't want to be worried.
You want to be the quiet billionaire who just collects paychecks, not
make
in the spotlight.
And get out. You don't want the way, CEO lifestyle.
And by the way, everybody loves your invention.
Mm-hmm.
And sunglasses. You get to hear them talk about it while you're near them. Like, man, I love these shoelaces. The best thing ever. Oh, my sunglasses make me so happy.
Yeah.
And then you just get this warm, fuzzy feeling every time you hear that. And plus, you go home to your giant mansion and your gold-plated Ferrari.
Because, Tyson, ask yourself that. How great do you think it is to be the person that invented Facebook these days?
Yeah, every time you say one of your companies, Tyson's, I think, ugh. All the interviews and all the
but it would
press.
Have like the Tyson flair to it because it would be totally different. It would have gone a different direction, I think.
Mm. No, people I think Rob and I are more practical. I like where we are.
Yeah. The guy that invented Twitter, people don't like him anymore. They don't like Mark Zuckerberg.
But they like the Snapchat kid.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Why? Why would you say that? Even in jest.
People don't like Jeff Bezos. They're always talking about that.
That's true. They're too rich.
Yeah. But the guy who invented Post-it notes.
You gotta go for lower tier.
Yeah, the guy who invented Post-it notes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Love that person.
But listen, if you had gone back, let's say, Danny, you took a time machine and invented sunglasses, would you call them sunglasses or would you call them something else? Like Bryson shades.
Hard to say. Eye shades.
Eye shades.
Something worse. Smart. Good branding.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And you did that way before.
I like to have invented the Hot Pocket.
No, I think you have a lot of lawsuits. People
but in the beginning.
Burning their mouths nonstop, dude.
Yeah, but people burn their mouths on pizza. It's user error, not a fault of the product itself.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
So you would be willing to sit down in court nonstop just to argue that point.
You're right. I don't want. I want shoelaces. I'm taking Rob's shoelaces. Be the guy that invented shoelaces. Or the, like in the running world, they have this like little zip tie. Maybe it's falling down. So it makes shoelace lacing up really easy. You just go, bzzz. I'd like to have invented that because I love those.
Yeah. That guy makes $40 a month off that invention.
$40 a month. Hey, not bad.
Take it.
Take it.
You'll take it.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's start off with a new study that's come out. And, you know, we've been following this story very closely because we've talked about it a lot here on News AF about the impact that mandated quarantine has had on families. And so in a survey of British parents, they say that 4 out of 5 parents are saying that coronavirus lockdown has brought the family closer together, Danny.
Yeah,
crazy that all 3 of our families are the 1 out of the 5 family.
It's like Stockholm syndrome, where the kids are becoming enamored with their parents.
Yeah.
Their parents hold them hostage in their their home every single day.
Yes. families are getting more tighter and better connected. It's
this is the honeymoon period. I don't know how long that lasts. The honeymoon period.
Yeah, how long does that last?
But it's going to come to an end when summer hits and you're like, wait a minute. I've had them at my house the entire last half of school and now I'm going to have them all summer. Then it's just going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see the opposite. Think? 4 in 5 parents say that the quarantine has driven them apart.
Mm-hmm. That's 4 out of 5 parents claim they have a missing child.
Yeah. Now,
reported a missing child. Is that what you're saying, Danny?
I'm saying that if 4 in 5 parents are going to have a problem come June.
Yeah, Danny, we were talking pre-show that you felt like that the parents of 2020 are going to be faced with something that no generation of parents.
Unprecedented.
An unprecedented era.
So our parents have always looked at us and been like, oh, you guys have been enjoying great prosperity. You don't know what it's like. And they've always said, been like, oh, you know, my parents grew up in the Great Depression and, you know, we went through the 60s and 70s. And now we'll be like to our kids, you don't know what it was like to have kids at home because nobody knows. For like the last 100 years, kids have gone to school,
right,
for at least some portion of the year. And now we'll be like, when they complain about their kids being at home in the summer, we'll be like, well, in 2020, it was a tough time and you have no idea what it was like to have you at home, you know, for 9 months straight. Yeah. Was a living hell, 4 and 5 parents say. So finally we have our thing, you know, that we can hold over the heads of our own children, which each generation needs.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally,
we got it.
It's our version of the snow story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. The two uphill both ways to school. Every parent, every generation has that story about how, you know, what made their life more difficult. And up until now, we've had it pretty good, at least most of us. And yeah. So finally, we have something we can look at and say, oh, you have no idea. Mm-hmm, we can even say that to our parents now. Like,
let me tell you about the upper middle class boy who did whatever he wanted, dropped out of college, went on a game show and won $1 million.
Life was great until 2020.
Until 2020.
Yeah. So that's from the perspective of the parents. I know there's a lot of people that are, missing a lot of milestones like graduation and everything. This is something that I feel like is a little weird that I've seen on Facebook and places where that the students that are going to graduate from high school, they are not going to be able to have their commencements.
I wish I would have skipped my high school graduation. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
In the traditional sense. But I see a lot of people saying like, hey, to the graduating class of 2020, I feel your pain. Here's a picture of me when I graduated high school. And I don't really get the
people are doing that
association. Yeah, you haven't seen that where like, hey, I know you're not graduating, but as a sign of respect, here's a picture of me from my high school yearbook.
Drunk with
from
a titty
when
in
I
my
graduated.
Mouth.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, here's an embarrassing picture of me. It's just like, hey, I stand with you. Here's a picture of me in my prime at 18.
Yeah, for all those people who had to cancel vacations to Fiji, I'm with you. Here's a picture of me on the beach.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that had to cancel vacations and trips to
Fiji. This is stupid. I mean, doing that type of a thing to, that's the last thing they want to hear or see, you know, like they don't want to hear you mention it. They don't want to hear you talk about it. Don't do your stupid. Everyone's looking
it's
for.
It's just a humble brag. It's like,
does is be like, hey, look at, I actually got one. So suck it.
It is the humble brag. Rob nailed it. It's the humble. Yeah, and there's so much like humble bragging going on.
And they're like, hey, here's a picture of me when I was 18, though. It's like,
yeah,
that's the thing.
Look at how handsome I was in my gown.
So I don't know. But here's the good news, though, Tyson. You know, you're just, you and Danny are just focusing on the negative. The study is also saying that some couples.
I'm not negative.
Well, you talked about, let me tell you the story about, you know, back in my day in the year 2020 when things really went awry.
That's true.
When you're
that's
telling, true. You know, Bergen and Marlo in the future. But according to this same study, some couples have been reporting that their sex lives have benefited from the show.
I read the opposite.
They're lying.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you the fact, Danny.
Okay. All right.
A quarter of parents are having sex more often. And some of those have even found the time for daily relations. Most parents say that when they do have sex, it's usually for a quickie since they have to juggle their time around family commitments. So, Danny, parents are making more time for sex.
I read the opposite. I saw an article last week that claimed.
So you're telling me that an article can be created to share any point of view?
Exactly. No, that is a crazy idea, Tyson.
Yeah.
But I read something that said that because the kids are home all day, people are having less relations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this says here, it seems many couples are using the extra time together to get locked down and dirty. It seems like a great way to relieve stress and keep relationships alive in this difficult time. If you can get the privacy.
If you can get the privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you have teenagers, they'll know what you're up to. And if you have young ones, they're sticking their fingers under the doors and knocking on the door, wandering the house, yelling your name, wondering where you've gone.
And does that heighten your arousal or?
Yeah.
No, not for me. I'm like, ah, these kids.
Mm-hmm.
These kids.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2020.
Families are closer together, and then the couples are reporting more sex.
Hmm.
Wow, it sounds like we've reached utopia. We're mm-hmm. living in the paradise.
Sounds to be like a bunch of lies.
You know, you could dress it up however you want, yeah. but obviously yeah. on a case-by-case, you know, a lot of people are probably irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the trails that I go on are normally uh-huh. empty.
There's a lot of people out there.
It is an absolute zoo of families yeah. at every trailhead. It's probably the most dangerous place to be is on the trails right now because it's just packed with families
in nature
out doing things. Sounds like they're probably, you know, like having the kids hang out by the waterfall while the parents go into the bushes and have relations. It's like it's become a zoo out there.
The best part about Arizona, Danny, is that it hit like 85 degrees yesterday or 90 degrees yesterday or something. And it's too hot for people now. So I was out on the trail by myself. Yeah. It just barely spiked in temperature because last week was like in the 70s. It was so perfect. So here we go.
So speaking of things that are like a zoo, that if you are feeling like that maybe your Zoom calls are Zoom. If you feel like that your Zoom calls are maybe a little boring, maybe you could bring a little bit of the zoo to your Zoom because there is a new service, Tyson, where mm-hmm. you can pay $100 to have a llama from an animal sanctuary in Silicon Valley called Sweet Farm. They are letting you bring farm animals into your Zoom calls.
Nah, dumb.
Gross.
You can't touch it. You can't pet it. You can't interact with it at all. What, it's going to look at the video and communicate with you? No, this mm-hmm. isn't cool. You can just look up videos of llamas. Why would you have to add one to your Zoom call?
Well, I think that you have this all company meeting and the guy from corporate is trying to spice things up. Like, all right, gentlemen, well, I know that the first quarter
this is why he's in charge.
Pretty bleak.
Corporate version of a dad joke.
Been good. I'm not going to lie. You know, things are, it's been rough. I know everybody is real stressed about the future of the company, but
here's one cool thing. I had to take this over for you because I think my joke's going to be better. I know we weren't able to pay bonuses this quarter, but because we did save all that money from paying you guys hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses, we were able to actually get a llama on this call. Llama. And then the farmer's like, actually, the llama's over there. I can't get him over on the Zoom. Bear with me. But we paid for the llama. I know. We got 10 minutes. I'm going to get him. I'll get him over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes on like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that Zoom...
How was yours going to
finish?
Yeah,
it was the same exact thing. Except
even
the
with
part
the bonuses?
It was... I think I would have said salary, not bonuses.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think I would have had the part about the llama doesn't want to talk on the FaceTime because that's like kids, like when... grandma's on the phone. Guys, get over here. Guys.
They don't care.
The llama.
Even if you're like, hey, do you want to talk to grandma right now? Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm going to call her. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
Call. Yeah. Bergen's here. Well, is she going to say something? Probably not.
Yeah.
A llama is probably more, is easier to direct than a mm-hmm. child when it comes to Zoom calling.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that Zoom has done is it's given us an insight into people's homes.
Yeah.
Like, you look at all these backgrounds, the smart people have created a completely different background, but a lot of people leave their homes open for inspection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys watched that One World Tour or whatever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people singing, I guess, for some reason. But one of the most spectacular things, and I didn't watch it, but I saw the article afterwards, is that Elton John, in his video of him singing, he's on a basketball court. And it's just such a bizarre background to see. So he's got his piano on a basketball court. Behind him, as he's playing, is a basketball stand, like one of those cheap ones that you fill with water so it doesn't tip over. And then some basketballs. And it's just like this weird insight that you get into people's lives that without the coronavirus, you would never have.
What a fucking flex, dude.
I know, right? Like,
this is my basement, part of my basement.
Like another artist was singing, and behind him was his bed completely unmade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you're beginning to see more than probably you would want to see into people's lives.
I don't know if we talked about it on this podcast, but when they had the Gal Gadot video that a lot of people were shaming these celebrities because the houses were too nice. You got to sort of like mess it up.
Yeah.
So you're saying that was a ploy, like Elton John like said, hey, can you guys bring some stuff over from the neighbors, put it behind my grand piano.
Yeah, get some junk
so I look more relatable.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
Just to go back to the farm animals available, that this service is called a Go-To-Meeting, if you want to get some animals for your Zoom calls with your employees. I'm sure that they'll all appreciate the levity that the farm animals bring. But as Danny brought up about how, you know, people need to sort of be very mindful of their backgrounds when they are doing all this work and broadcasting from home. That was a lesson that was learned the hard way by a reporter for KCRA TV, where she was doing some sort of a live report from her bathroom, trying to talk about how a lot of people are dealing with salon closures. But what she forgot to do was to give her husband a heads up, who was on live television naked in the shower.
This sounded like
very
a hoax.
Cool.
A hoax?
Yes. I mean, first of all, look at her bathroom. Mm-hmm. If you were going to do a news report from your bathroom.
Well, he's in the mirror. He's in the mirror.
I know that. But I mean, just like all the garbage on the shelf. I can't imagine not wanting to clean that and make it spotless and have like a layout. Also, how could you not be aware? Like, if you were doing a real newscast, you wouldn't want anything in there that you couldn't control, including a naked man anywhere near you as you were doing. Is this for like Facebook news?
No, it's for a station that's east of San Francisco, the San Joaquin Valley. Tyson, you call him Broga on this? Sounds like Danny is.
Well, it is weird. Like, I did not watch the broadcast at all, but how is a naked man in the shower showing up on live TV?
So she's in her bathroom like, so a lot of people are not able to get their haircuts these days. And as you see, I have a bathroom with all of my beauty products in it. I wish I could go to a salon. Meanwhile, husband is in the shower. Bank shot off the mirror. You see the guy
with his big old donger.
I mean, let's not get carried away.
I always dream of them being big old dongers. Just, you know, makes it better. Anyways, yeah, okay, I can see that. And you do have the one of the woman setting her computer down and taking a dump or whatever she was doing.
Yeah, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
All that stuff happens. And so, yeah, that could have happened.
I just don't see
it. Wouldn't have been the first time we see a wang on national TV.
Just, you're going to, you have this scheduled, right? You're going to be telling everyone in the house, hey, I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Shut it down.
Filming a segment from this time to this time. Stay the out. Okay.
So you think that this guy was like, hey, honey, I got a great idea. Let's show my dick on TV.
Maybe he didn't even discuss it. Maybe he didn't even discuss it with her. He's an exhibitionist. She doesn't know. He's like, here's the perfect opportunity to get my wang out there.
Yeah.
He's like, World Series, the NBA Finals closed down. That opportunity no longer exists.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got to do it now.
All right. So I can bring up the segment. Let's see if we can hear how this is going, because I think I have a better understanding of how this happened.
Access to their services. So people won't have to do this much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
So she's like, she's looking down, she's cutting her hair, and so I guess she doesn't see. But I feel like that the husband had to have known.
He knows. He knows. Yeah. He's like, oh,
that's perfect time for him. He's, ever since she became more successful than him, he's been trying.
He's been resentful.
He's been
looking for a way to destroy her career.
To destroy her. And he's just been filled with resentment. And this finally, he got her, you know.
Yeah. She'll never be able to work again in this town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I think that the stuff like that, I don't think that their like sensors are asleep at the switch now.
Well, is there anybody censoring anything?
I don't think so.
Nightbot.
All these people are doing stuff from home.
Nightbot's over Nightbot. Here censoring stuff.
Don't write in all caps in the chat. That will get shut down.
Or excessive characters.
Yeah. We need robots more now than ever.
Or excessive punctuation. Nightbot's going to shut that right down. But I think
Nightbot.
Be naked on Yeah. Tyson, have you thought about getting Nightbot on your Instagrams for all your Instagram lives?
No, because honestly, I get like 99.9% love.
Yeah. You don't have a problem with people typing in all caps?
No, that's okay. It just shows me their excitement, because to type in all caps on a phone, is really, that means they're
intense.
Really excited.
You have to be really mad.
Or excited. Yeah, one of the two. So it's worth it. So then I know that it's not just like frivolous. It's
they
like real. They mean it for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, some bad news, though, for something that we talked about. I think it was only 2 weeks ago. We talked about the
launch
of Quibi. They spent $2 billion to bring Quibi to market. Mm-hmm. And we were all excited about the big lineup of Quibi shows. But it sounds like that the world was not clamoring to get the 10-minute portrait mode videos that cost just $9.99 a month to watch.
You know, if they had signed us up right away as the sex couch remodelers, we could have saved it, right?
We could have saved it, dude.
Yeah.
But it's tanking. And plus, everybody out there, every streaming service that you're already paying for is throwing everything at you. Like, we will release every movie as early as possible.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, here you go, everyone. Here, watch this, watch this, watch this. Who wants to get their phone down, you know, sign up for another stupid service, watch it in portrait mode, and you're like, dude, I can watch Chrissy Tingy do her thing for free on her own Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, why do I need to have Quibi? It was such a dumb idea. I could have told them, I could have saved them $2 billion if they had only talked to me.
And you'd have saved for $1 billion. You would have taken $1
billion. Yeah, I would take, like... Let me save you $1 billion. Give me $1 billion.
That's a pretty good tweet. Why did I just waste that here?
No, you got it. But seriously, the problem is when people, famous people or rich people come up with an idea, they're surrounded by yes men, right? Like when Justin Bieber wants to create an app, everyone
in
his circle.
Are we
like,
accepted?
No, they're like,
I'm trying to show you some new shows coming to Quibi.
To freshen it up. But this guy who had the $2 billion, or this guy who spearheaded this, he was from some other major network. Nobody wanted to say that's a stupid idea. He needed that grumpy dude like me.
No, it wouldn't have worked, dude.
Be like, dude, that is so dumb.
No, this is what happens. You work your way up to corporate and you've been like sucking corporate dong for who knows how long till you finally like get in there yourself and you're the king, the CEO. And all of a sudden, all these people are groveling at your feet and you think you can do no wrong. And so you're just trained to think that every single decision you make is correct.
But that's what I'm saying. A smart CEO brings in the grumpy guy who hates
him. He wouldn't have believed him. You've lived as a CEO long enough to think that your shit don't stink. And so when you're insulated. Like, hey, I got a really terrible idea. We're going to dump $1 billion of my own money into it because that's how much. And then you're thinking the whole time of how genius you're going to look when TV should have been sideways the whole time.
Well, this is why you see really great businesses take off. It starts usually in a garage, and it starts with everyone telling the guy who's working at his garage, that is a stupid idea.
Right.
It'll like, never work.
It'll never work. You're an idiot. And then, so he kind of like, it can be, moved here and there to make corrections. Whereas these guys and these celebrities who make apps,
it's unwavering.
Too late. They're unwavering.
Even if they had people telling them their ideas were dumb, it wouldn't matter. They don't hear it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so true. It's so true. So $2 billion down the hole.
That's why these corporate guys never do well on reality television competitions, because they think that everybody just wants to follow them, when in all actuality, they're a bunch of doofuses and they just everybody gets paid to follow them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I'll show up and I'll pretend to follow you for a large amount of money. Why wouldn't I do that every day?
So with Quibi certainly on the ropes right now, it might be time for Quibi to take a look at some of the new ideas that we pitched. And I have to give credit to Liv from Twitter, who was able to come up with some promotional materials for some of the new shows. This is from Livia_82 on Twitter. That she has come up with the artist rendering of what Sex Couch Salvage should look like.
Oh, excellent. Did she call it that? Did she call it Sex Couch Salvage?
These are rad.
Nature with Tyson. You could check that out as well. Coming to.
Did she tweet Whitney. All these?
Yeah, I retweeted it yesterday. Livia_82.
You got to retag me in that.
Okay. She says, Quibi's 1.2 summer lineup just released featuring the lads from News AF. So Nature with Tyson, there's the artwork for that. Danny Bryson's The Swearing Bee.
See, they needed to hire her. Mm-hmm. They needed to bring her in early on.
Is this where you teach young kids to swear so they can...
No, the history of swearing, remember?
This seems like maybe a different show. This seems like that this is like you are trying to get the right spelling for different swear words.
Oh, yeah, because your son wants to spell.
Oh, remember that's how true. He refused to swear the S word.
Yeah.
Spelled shine instead.
So you can check that out. So that's... That's what this looks like, and this is what it would look like on Quibi.
All right, go back to the couch one.
Yes.
I hardly ever look at the video feed as we do, but...
Yes. I think it's Danny sleeping on the couch.
I think that aptly represents about what... How we would Egypt. I got to sleep on it to get a sense of like where the direction is going to go with the redesign.
Because what you have, this is part of the show, is that you have this sixth sense where if you touch anyone else's DNA, you can see in your mind the exact action they took to get that DNA there.
That's my superpower.
So you're like, oh, there was a guy here and a girl and then four more dudes and six girls. And then
which direction to go, right?
Yeah, with the redesign. Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So thank you so much to Liv for working on those. So thank you. Quibi, hope you're watching.
Quibi ever think about maybe turning their phones in portrait mode and then also being able to watch it on real TVs? Because I don't think the 10-minute program is the problem.
Yeah.
The 10-minute program is not the problem. That's actually pretty smart.
I think it's paying for the shows on the phone. I feel like that Netflix is a different model, a lot of premium content.
And you have it on the TV and you have it in your portrait mode. I think Quibi, if they went portrait mode and had television stuff,
Tyson hit one of the big complaints. One of the big ones, if you read the article, is that people want to watch it on their TV.
Yeah.
They want to be able to move it to their TV.
You flip it sideways. This is what Quibi's going to become. They're going to flip it sideways, and they're going to put it on TVs. And I don't think the 10-minute model is the problem. That's not the problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is the problem.
Yeah, I really think it's people don't want to pay for content on their phone. If it's on my phone, it should be free. I don't want to have to pay for even if you give me 90 days for free. I don't know when you're going to start billing me. Maybe it's not the right time where I want to take on more streaming services also. Whereas the stuff on Netflix is on your TV. I think it's more premium. I think you feel like that you're getting access to a bunch of stuff and it's for like the evening. I'm paying for entertainment I watch on my TV. I'm not paying for stuff I watch on my phone.
Right.
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I never consume paid for content on my phone almost ever unless I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time I ever get on like Netflix on my phone or anything.
Okay. Last week, we talked about the woman who was making working on making masks that were covered in phalluses. So she felt like that was going to keep people away. But
yeah, I call them dong face.
Dong face. Yeah. What about some other creative different masks that people could be wearing? Tyson, for Nature with Tyson, would you wear a mask made from the hide of a Burmese python?
No.
It doesn't seem very breathable.
Or sanitary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they treat it, but
no, Tyson,
it's not humane.
What if they have Burmese, a snake?
Is the Burmese python is it an invasive species somewhere that they're getting rid of? Is it dying of natural causes? What is going on?
That's what I was going to say. I think it's an invasive species.
Where is it being made?
It says right here, the infamous invasive species wreaking havoc on native wildlife in the Florida Everglades.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I still would have a hard time. Look, I have leather shoes and some other stuff, whatever, but I think some of these creatures, the Burmese pythons, I get they're an invasive species. We got to do something with them, but I don't know if that's...
Turning them into a mask is what you would do?
No, I don't think that's what I would do.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't wear it just because it looks gross.
Yeah. Is this maybe a skin that was shed, Danny? Is that possible?
I didn't realize that they were in Florida, that this was coming from Florida. Mm-hmm. I thought this was coming from Burma.
Oh, you...
No.
I assumed that this was coming from Florida before got the story uploaded.
Okay.
I wouldn't wear this just because it would be a conversation piece. That's the problem. It's going to bring people close
Red
to examine.
Mask, Dusty Dan.
I mean, think about the shoes made of similar leathers and jackets are all, you know, part of high fashion and... Now you've got the mask. I could see a lot of models and Instagrammers wanting to rock the python mask. But no, you don't want to wear this. This isn't going to make you safe. This is not what we are looking for in terms of distancing.
Also, it does not provide the protection that some of the more traditional medical masks would give
you. Yeah, but the masks are a lot of don't offer any protection. Mm-hmm. You see all these people wearing survivor buffs around. Hey, guys, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell you right now, survivor buff does not protect you from any type of virus. In fact, you'll probably get more viruses.
These are 90 bucks, too.
But that, why do you say that, Tyson?
What?
Why do you say you get more viruses?
Well, I mean, all the buffs I have in my home have come from some exotic location and just been festering
Right. Better than nothing, but it's a very thin fabric on the...
But is it better than nothing? I don't really know if it is.
It's better than nothing, yes.
Because you're not touching your face.
You're not touching
most
your face.
Probably.
I think that it's really that it's preventing your materials from coming out more so than it's blocking other materials from coming in. But that I feel like that you should have a... More basically you can see through it, a survivor buff. So it's
well, if they're so great, why don't you wear one right now for this podcast?
Why don't I? I mean, I'm not
just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is about not touching your face. So the Burmese python mask, if you're wearing a mask like that and it's like scaly, snaky skin and you are extremely adverse to that feeling, then you're definitely not going to touch your face, which maybe is the, so anybody who's terrified of snakes to the point of not even being able to touch the skin, wear this mask because you will not touch your face.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of talk about people that are going to be, you know, leaving quarantine and trying to get back out into the world. But in some parts of the world that they are really cracking down on this stuff. One of those places is in Indonesia, where people that are violating the request to quarantine and self-isolate, they are being held in a non-traditional environment. According to reports that there are people who are being taken once they go out of self-isolation, and then they are being detained in a haunted house, Danny.
Is this the same? I mean, is this the same place where the streets are being patrolled by herds of monkeys?
Maybe.
Who would want to go out in the streets, first of all, in a place with that many monkeys? But also, this is a great idea, I think. Tyson, what were you going to say?
When you said a non-traditional, I was thinking that, okay, whatever is the predominant religion in that country, they put them in the exact opposite religion of church. So like here in the U.S., it's Christianity is the predominant. So what, Satanism is the opposite. So they have to spend the rest of their time in a satanic synagogue but I guess a haunted house is pretty similar to that. And
cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure what a satanic place of worship is called.
I just said synagogue, but that's probably highly offensive.
They can also join like a Wiccan, you know, like a witches group too.
Yeah.
This will only work though if you believe in ghosts. So do you think they ask you that question beforehand?
Oh, this is not like a. I thought this was like a commercial haunted house where you're like.
No, not like that one that we were talking about. This
is like a murder house. Like you go in and it's like there's actual real life ghosts here.
Yeah, so I believe that the Indonesians believe that this area where the house is a haunted area. And so the locals all seem to know that this house is haunted. So if you are going to go out into the world, then if you get detained, you will go to the haunted house.
Mm. A lot of cities and towns have a place like this where all of the teenagers, you know, mm-hmm. even some of the adults believe that place is haunted. Like here in Utah, they could send you to Skywalker or Skinwalker, one of those two. Skinwalker Ranch.
Skywalker.
Yeah, Skinwalker.
Probably not Skywalker. Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch.
And that's where they would send you if you break isolation. And even I would be like, I think I'll stay home.
Is that true, Danny? But you've been to the gates of Skinwalker.
No, I've never been to the gates of Skinwalker.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've probably flown over it and not really paid attention to it because I have flown over that area. But... what I'm saying is every place has a location like
this. I just thought of a new Quibi show. Danny playing the skin flute at Skinwalker Ranch.
One episode.
Quibi after dark.
Quibi after dark.
Look, yeah. There's no bad ideas here at Quibi. We're just for our shareholders.
We're brainstorming.
We got $1.7 billion down the tubes on this. How do we make our money back?
Liv said she's on it, which means she's making a poster for it.
That show's going to have to be in landscape.
Yeah, you don't want that in portrait
for the length.
Mode. Right. Yeah, that doesn't...
are you guys glad I shared that joke or not?
Yeah. Yeah, that was okay.
Good.
I mean, it was a joke made against me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'll harbor a grudge for sure.
Yeah. You're coming to get me at some point.
I wouldn't open the show with that, but yeah, we're an hour in.
Okay, good.
I think it's only the ride or dies here at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like Liv, we love you. These things you're making are great.
Tyson, let me ask you this to go back to move away from Danny's skin flute at Skinwalker.
You're the one that said it again.
Okay, I'm going to move away from that, and I'm going to ask you: do you know of any haunted places near your current home? Just out
no,
of curiosity.
None.
What about mines? What about mines? Because there's a ton of mines.
Yeah, there's a ghost town over here, but it's like
ghost
an attraction
town.
Now.
Okay. So you don't have anything that where they could send people from your neck of the woods.
No, but Park City in Utah actually has some haunted places.
So,
there are places that you could go, but Arizona, I'm sure, has them. I just haven't looked. So we'll see. But that's why I'm going to start just like getting a ton of crucifix tattoos all over my body.
What, just thwart hauntings?
Yep.
Probably smart. That's a good investment.
All right. On my face and everything, especially my face.
Well, that's the best place to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you just immediately garner a lot of respect from people when they see those.
And fear from ghosts.
Yeah. Danny, are you ready to take us to your haunted bolt hole?
Yes, very haunted. Anyone breaking quarantine will have to spend time with me in my own bolt hole.
All right, let's give Danny's bolt hole a listen.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
You want to hear the whole song today, Danny?
No, that's enough.
Okay.
No way Tyson did the whole song, though.
What do you mean, no way he did the whole song?
The whole song. From beginning to end. What is it, 3.5 minutes?
No. The whole song that I have to play is like a minute long.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, 1 minute of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could listen to that whenever you want. You're so lucky.
I'm so lucky. I could. Mm-hmm. I could. All right. Danny, what's in the bolt hole today?
Oh, well, great. You know, we're making the world is changing some in some ways for the better, some ways for worse. But one of the things that has happened in New York, if you happen to live in New York, they have made it possible for you to get married via the internet.
Okay, get married on the internet. So are both people in the same place, or is this like a virtual?
Oh, that is a good question.
One
it says
here, one person's here, the judge is in another place.
So the wording is very important, right? Because I think that it allows people to get married while not in the same place. So the Andrew Cuomo, that's how you say his last name,
yeah,
correct?
Governor of New York.
Yeah, issued an executive order allowing couples to obtain a license, obtain licenses and marry utilizing audio video technology. So video marriage ceremonies, as his secretary put it. So now there's no, she's quoted as saying, there's now no excuse when the question comes up for marriage, no excuse. You can do it by Zoom.
Okay. Tyson, next step. Okay. Would you be an ordained minister and perform virtual weddings for people as a next level upgrade for people that find you on Cameo?
100% yes.
See, now here's the thing. This is the future. We're moving quickly into the future. Now you can do almost everything except for physical intimacy, and Tila Dildonics is making that possible.
Yeah.
So
you remember Demolition Man.
Your favorite movie to reference.
I've only seen that one time, and it was literally like 20
years ago. It made such an impact on you. But now you'll be able to find, date, and marry, and very, very soon also have intimate moments with your new spouse.
Mm-hmm.
All of it without ever being in the same room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can be in any
order. Because we're not animals here, Rob. You gotta...
It's, I know it's, but you know what I'm saying. Look, I was just putting it in.
But if you're going to get crucifix tattoos all over your face, you better follow the letter of the law, you know, which
look,
is.
I was just putting it out there in the, you know, the very old school, traditional chronological order. But what I'm trying to say is that it's now possible to have a relationship with someone with never, ever being in the exact in the same room. You don't have to be in the same room.
Do you think there's that's maybe even better in some regards?
Oh, I mean, when it comes to sleeping. Definitely some benefits there. And you could also watch your partner sleep. You know, you could put them on FaceTime the entire time.
You wouldn't get yelled at when you eat potato chips during TV time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if they are watching Instagram clips, you could always mute them. It's very beneficial. It's just like a weird world that we live in. To be able to do all of those things.
You say weird, but in 20 years, we're going to think that's normal, Daniel.
Of course. New things are always strange to us. That's why I use the word weird, right? Yeah. Eventually, maybe it'll become normal. But this is just that first step into that great unknown when it comes to relationships and marriage. And I'm excited to see the very first couples go through this. Like COVID couples, I don't know how we'll call them, but the people who never were in the same room, but now are married.
So is this how it's going to happen? They're going to do the marriage and then they're going to be like, please insert your teledildonic devices now to consummate marriage.
I don't believe you need to consummate a marriage. I think that's like a game of Thrones type.
But my reality now.
Yeah,
and then
Rob,
the count of three. Are you ready?
The marriage, and I think it's
Rob
one.
For the joke. It was a great joke. He needed it to be that way, okay? Just cut him some slack. All right.
Insert your teledildonic devices now, and they both do. And then the preacher's like, okay, here we go. Powering up. And then
this is the only way his joke works.
Lightning bolts and everything going, and then pop. And then they're both like, we did it.
Well, I'm thinking more romantic, Tyson, not so graphic. And I'm thinking that maybe you have like a teledildonic's hand that you put the ring on. And she's wearing like, or he or whatever is
like
wearing
what
a glove
kind of
that
ring?
Feels the ring go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something romantic.
Yeah.
You know, all that graphic stuff, that's that's
you don't
later.
Think that, you don't think that you need the preacher, like, doing the mainframe switch? It's just like... both climax at the same time. Yeah, like
I didn't see you on the video, but I'm assuming that in the video, you were pretending to pull a giant electronic lever that like,
I was lifting
connects
it up.
The power. Is that
yeah,
what you were doing?
I was lifting it up. Yeah, but I was lifting it up.
Danny, oh, you're lifting it up. That's true.
But don't you think that the entire wedding should take place in some sort of like virtual reality simulation where then you're in the justice of the peace office?
I like that. I think that's where it's headed, Rob. But right now they're like, we've got Zoom, let's just stick with Zoom. Here's the best part though. As a guest, you could watch your TV show and have them up in that corner muted. And then you could say you went to the wedding, and then you could Venmo them
great.
$50
or
whatever.
Is that where you think that Quibi's future lie is in? Because that would be fine in portrait mode.
The people who win here are the guests, because now they don't have to eat garbage food at a stupid wedding for people. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can sit at home, I can watch a show, I can go about my day, I don't have to get dressed up, I can watch the wedding.
Slide.
Yeah, I don't have to pretend like I care, and then I just clap at the end. And then I watched as the priest pulls down the electric lever.
No,
and
he's
then
lifting
all
it up.
Squares get turned off
with all his might.
Lift up. That's right.
And
sorry.
As he's lifting it, you're seeing charges of electricity being like.
and then it's just marital bliss because all the screens go black, so we can't see what happens after that.
Yeah. By the way, Adam, that whole story, Liv did not like the part about Danny's hand robot getting the ring.
Yeah,
that was the one thing that was most upsetting for Liv.
I'm spitballing here, okay? I don't know how it's going to play out. This is a safe place. We're all throwing out ideas. Yeah. Tyson's got his giant electric switch. I've got a robot hand doing the ring thing. All right, I'm not saying that rings are in the future. Maybe they're no longer part of the ceremony in the Zoom weddings of the future.
There you go.
But this is exciting. This is really exciting because I don't like weddings. I don't like going to weddings. Tyson's the greatest thing Tyson ever did for me is not invite me to his wedding.
But you invited me to yours.
I'm sorry. I apologize right now. I'm apologizing right now.
We had fun. We had fun at your wedding.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't have fun at it.
I did because I wore a t-shirt.
You did. I was it's something I've always thought about is that awesome t-shirt you wore. Tyson had it right, but now everyone can wear t-shirts. That's what I'm saying. The future is looking bright. It's looking awesome, and I am all for the Zoom weddings.
Yeah,
I'm all on board.
You know what? You know why I wear t-shirts to stuff like that? Because I feel way less stupid being the most underdressed person there than I do being the most overdressed.
Oh yeah, that's the worst.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's smart. It's
showing
just like,
up in like a tuxedo with like extra long flappies at the back. Oh man, that would have been a mistake.
A top hat and a monocle. That would be cool, actually, if you did that.
It would be, but really, would it be worth it? Because you'd be so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the weddings are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Not anymore.
Great work. Great job, Danny. Do you think that people will then take the people who like can't get to their weddings? Will people like, here's my wedding photo just to commemorate that? I know you couldn't have a real wedding now.
Oh, I'm going to share my wedding video.
Here's my wedding picture to show that I stand with what you're going through.
Well, the awesome thing for these people is that they can just do screenshots on their computers. Like, hey, there's my wedding picture. Is your mother and I in the same window? Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to have kids in this scenario where just mail
here's
fluids to the other person, I guess. But
I'm going to share my wedding video on Twitter for everybody that can't be married right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, in
that
a sign
nice.
Of solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then maybe if we can, in conjunction with Quibi... Because portrait mode really is perfect for these online weddings.
Why are we jumping onto a sinking ship? We're like, hey, let us on board as the Titanic goes
Somebody
down.
With $2 billion probably has another billion sitting around somewhere.
And he still thinks he can save it.
All the business stories that would be written about us as the geniuses
Saviors.
That saved Quibi.
Yeah. It's like we turn it into this, and then we have to get some licensed teledildonics so that we can get people married immediately.
Oh, are you saying that this would be a good show, Tyson, the online marriage show?
It's not the show. It's just the service.
Oh, so you're getting rid of all the featured content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom. It's a marriage service. Okay. Yeah.
And you can turn your wedding into something public where people can view it, or private where only those invited can view it, kind of like Zoom meetings and stuff. But then there's some other functionality there linked to the teledildonics and stuff where you don't have that.
Tyson, you have hit upon a genius idea. We need to get out in front. Right now, people only have Zoom. We need to dress up a complete marriage app with all the bells and whistles.
And you can get it has for $100.
It has filters like a tuxedo filter, so you don't even have to dress up. You just like bloop. And then, wedding dress filter, so you can go through the like 60 dresses that we have there.
Yep.
The makeup, you can do the wedding makeup. You can even do like if you want to do like the Johnny Depp black eyeliner look for the groom. That's totally cool. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool stuff.
Tyson, you need to tweet about this so you can plant your stake in that this was your idea. When this becomes a billion-dollar multi-billion dollar industry, you can be like, I had this idea for this app, online weddings, app.com, whatever. You need to do it right now as soon as this ends so that you'll have something you can point to and be like, see,
right?
Look at this.
Because then, when somebody else makes $1 billion with this idea, then you can retweet your tweet and say, "This tweet aged well."
Yes,
that's true. I was going to say it could also be "Wish I had invented that."
One of the future
episodes.
I did.
I did invent it, but I didn't take action because I'm an idea man, not a doer.
Yeah, sloth terrarium. Okay. All right. Let's start to wrap things up for today. Tyson, do you have anything else that you wanted to share this week?
I got a new GoPro Max for some more nature shots.
Hey, Tyson, could you flip the switch that powers things down at the end of the ceremony?
Could what?
Could you flip the switch? Could you show us how you would flip the switch at the end of the teledildonics part of the ceremony when it's all over?
When it's at the end of it after they've already climaxed?
Yeah, like show me how you would flip the switch.
Shut it down? We're shutting it down?
Yeah, be very solemn when you do it.
Okay. So I put it up and I'm like, okay, and now we will consummate the marriage with conjoining climaxes. And you see both of their eyes.
Okay, and then you pull down.
And then, like, their hair's even, like, frizzing a little bit.
I didn't ask for all of this.
And then, at the end, I'm like, okay, it looks like we've been done. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. And those guys still have their eyes rolling in the back of their head and stuff. And then it's like,
you gotta do it and then the screen. Tyson. You gotta bring them down gently.
All I wanted from you was like a visual demonstration of you pulling down the switch, basically the podcast.
And you've given me so much more.
Yeah.
As screen fades to black.
Yeah. And how do they end the ceremony?
And that's how it is. Done.
Thanks for joining us.
We did it, guys.
Yeah.
We did it, guys. Oh. Are we ending right now?
No. That's how they should end the ceremony, though. Okay. Of course, follow at Danny Bryce and keep up with everything that Danny is doing and Mediocre Amateur. Anything else you got that's hot, Danny?
Oh, well, I also ordered a GoPro
Max. Do you have it yet?
But then Tyson informed me like a week later after we'd ordered it together. Not intentionally, but...
Dude. We were synced. Like, our cycles were synced. Our GoPro purchase cycle was synced.
Oh, by the way, you have to send them your old GoPro before they'll send you the new one. And I was like, dude, thanks for the information. So I'm still waiting for mine.
And I have mine.
Tyson has his and he's been holding it over my head and like, hey, dude, I got mine. Where's yours? So I'm excited to see Tyson's content. He's got some great ideas that he's already discussed with me that are very exciting.
Okay.
I'm going to get a rattlesnake to strike at it.
Whoa.
For nature.
How do you do that? What do you have to put on it?
Nothing.
Oh,
you just have to push the camera into the face of the rattlesnake.
Yeah. Is it like on a long stick?
No, I'll just do it by hand, whatever.
All right.
I have the local news on speed dial. So if I get bit, I call the news first. I'm like, hey, local celebrity Tyson here. Mm-hmm. I just got bit by a rattlesnake. Get out here quick. Mm-hmm. And then I wait 10 minutes and then I call 911.
Now's not the time to go to the hospital, though.
Yeah, but the news is already there to document my heroic recovery from a rattlesnake bite.
Wow.
Okay.
Hopefully.
This is exciting. I'm excited. I'm not excited for you to get bit, but I'm excited to see the footage.
All right. Hang in there. Follow at Tyson Apostle on Twitter and Instagram to keep up with nature with Tyson. Tyson, anything else you want to tell people?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We'll be back next week with more News AF. Thank you guys so much. See you next time.
We did it, guys.
Hey, it is former NFL player Ross Tucker from the cleverly named Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And perhaps more importantly, for our purposes right now, the Even Money Sports Betting Gambling Podcast, which, like everything else, is presented by Bet Online. And I am here to give you my top 10 picks for the 2020 NFL draft coming up on Thursday, April 23rd. By the way, you can bet on pretty much any player where they're going to be drafted. And I'm going to give you some tips on that right now. Just use the code podcast1 at betonline.ag, and you'll get, number one, a glorious sign-up bonus, and number two, you'll be able to make the draft even more entertaining than it already is when you place over-under bets on where these guys will get selected. Obviously, I think, number one, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to take the LSU quarterback, Joe Burrow. Would be very surprised if they didn't. Number two, with the Washington Redskins, some rumors about them taking a quarterback. I don't believe it. Chase Young, the defensive end from Ohio State, is an absolute stud. That's who the Redskins will take. By the way, at BetOnline, his over-under is 2.5. So I love the under. Chase Young is going number two. So take that money, BetOnline, put it on the under on Chase Young. Number three, Detroit. A lot of speculation that the Miami Dolphins or the LA Chargers will trade up to number three to take a quarterback. I don't think it's going to happen. I think both the Dolphins and the Chargers are comfortable getting either Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama or Justin Herbert from Oregon. And I don't think either one of them ends up trading up. So I think the Lions end up taking another Ohio State Buckeye. That is Jeffrey Okuda, the corner, at number three. Number four, you've got the G-men, the New York Giants. They're either going to go offensive tackle or linebacker Isaiah Simmons. And Dave Gettleman just can't help himself. He loves athletic linebackers. Isaiah Simmons can fly. I think he goes number four. His bet online over under is 6.5. I really think he hits the under, because even if the Giants don't take him, I think maybe the Dolphins or the Chargers do if they don't elect to take a quarterback. So I like the under for Isaiah Simmons. Then you get to the Miami Dolphins, number five, and they'll debate Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert in this position. They're going to go Tua. You know, I know there's some medical questions, but there's some performance questions with Herbert. I think they're going to go Tua Tagovailoa and feel like they got a guy who otherwise would have been the number one pick at number five. Number six, it's the LA Chargers. I think they're happy to take Justin Herbert from Oregon. 4.0 GPA, smart kid, big, great arm. He's got 5.5 is his over-under for Bet Online. That's a tough one. I guess here I'm going over, but I'm not sure that I'd put a lot of money on the over there, because Herbert could go at three, he could go four, he could go five. So keep that in mind when you're making your bet over at Bet Online. Number seven, Carolina Panthers, Derek Brown, the D-tackle from Auburn. His over-under at BetOnline is 8.5, so I'm going under there. Number eight, the Arizona Cardinals need a right tackle desperately. I think they'll take Alabama right tackle Jedrick Wills instead of Tristan Wirfs from Iowa at number eight. So go ahead and take Wills at number eight, the Arizona Cardinals. Number nine, another offensive tackle, Mekhi Becton. This dude's almost 6'8", 370 pounds. And he can move. He's the number nine to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number 10, you've got Andrew Thomas, in my mind, going to the Cleveland Browns. They need a left tackle desperately. Started 3 years at Georgia. Very gifted player. His total, in terms of where he'll get picked at BetOnline, is 10.5. So he would be another under there if the Browns take him, as I suspect. Remember, you can place any of these bets at betonline.ag after you use the promo code podcast1. And if you want to hear the rest of my picks for round one, make sure you're listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Even Money Podcast, so then you can make even more bets over at betonline.ag.